more experience, a more wide-ranging view in foreign and domestic policy than anybody's been around. But the difficulty is getting them to come in is a pretty sad deal. I mean, they're not much.
Can I just then say,
I think this is tech.
I really do. I mean,
oh, you're welcome. I read their books, so.
And, well, that's no favor, some of them, but,
also, go write their books.
I think you'd find that, I mean, you know, the center of American politics, this coalition we talked about, needs to be reconstituted. It's a shattered, it's disarray. I think you would find that there are more people perceive that you have been trying to keep it together whilst everyone else has been trying to pull it apart than you would imagine. I think the second 4 years, sir, there was this large conceptual work to do, and that you could do it. I obviously give it a decision.
When you really come down to it, one of our boys made a very good analysis here. The election this year is really quite different, essentially. The debate. Say what we want. The debate between Roosevelt and Wilson, the debate between Roosevelt and Truman, I mean Roosevelt and Dewey, the debate between Truman and Dewey, the debate between Eisenhower and Stevens, the debate between Kennedy and Nixon, certainly up to that point. And incidentally, you could even say the Goldwater Johnson, was really not about ends, goals. I mean, so they all believe in strong America. They all believe in a bipartisan foreign policy, despite all the acting about Goldwater. He was a strong, you know, big defense, and I watched what he said. And they all believe in basically the American economic system. They were for changes in the system, but they weren't for shattering it, you know what I mean? For just throwing off the rest. They wanted to build on the good and throw away the bad. I mean, we all know that. Now, the debate this year is a hell of a lot different. Because it's between two men who disagree on goals, what America's role in the world should be, what its defense should be, what kind of economic policy we should have. Now, the real incidental thing I would dispose of this one, which I think you might make, and I would think, I think they're very fortunate, I would say, the responsibles in this country, the moderates. We'll call them your kind of Democrat, the basically the Stevensonians and so forth. They're rather fortunate in one sense, if they do not want to go all the way with the more extreme elements of government. Some may, a lot will, because that was sort of their gut reaction. But you see, the answer to an extreme position taken by one party, which we have here, could be the reaction of a very extreme position taken by the other. And people seeing that, we would probably win. And then, in other words, this would be an opportunity for a very extreme view to prevail. Mm-hmm. Now, we're not doing that.
We're not.
That doesn't mean we're taking a liberal view. But basically, rather than taking the extreme view and then backing that, we are proceeding on course. We're not being deflected from it. And in other words, we really offer a home at this point, not only for the Republicans, and it's not beyond. Worth mentioning that I still have some dang hard criticism from the far right. Oh, the Berkshires are kicking the shit out of me. It's awful. And we hear about it on the worst journalism. I'm pro-Semite to that. You know, I'm part of the Jewish conspiracy, the California literature, God, it's really, man. I've got everybody out there knows to be everybody's a Jew. But anyway, but on the other hand, we have avoided this and will continue to avoid it. In other words, this could be one of those periods when one party going to one extreme, the other party will go to the other extreme. And the result would not be good. But what we, what I see is an opportunity to offer for what I think is really the solid majority of Americans, solid majority of Americans, a place to come, where their views, and their philosophy is represented, where they can be for progress without being for destruction. It seems to me that that's why the election.
Seems to me that's why you're going to win.
If we win. The other point that I should make is, I made this to the conference of these troops, that we're asking to support a lot of Democrats. And I've also said, look, that I said to a group who was in here the other day, when they came in, to the leader, and they said, this door is open. And I said, I want you to know that it's open now because we've got an election coming, but it's going to be open after the election as well, because we're not going to let the people in terms of an R after their name, or a D after their name, or an I after their name. The question is, do they have the brains and the character and the philosophy to be a government? If they are, they're going to be. That's what we're trying to do.
Listen, sir, it's been historic, and I think that you must feel, you really must feel very good about what you've done.
Well, we've got a few problems.
You know, oh, you've got a few.
You call them a bug in the water gate and all that stuff.
And I did.
Did you bug him?
Yeah. Well, I just put the one way.
No, let me just say, if he was that stupid, I wouldn't have.
Yeah, I would have. But certainly, I know it's difficult that the plan failed. But can you imagine what it would be like if it succeeded? And you had half your people sitting around here reading transcripts.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
The main thing about that is that the stupidity of it is not done. It should have tried it all. But beyond that, why should